Well, Black and White Network, Joe Biden is not a Christian. Because you cannot be a Christian and support abortion. You just can't do it, man. I mean, the Bible is actually pretty clear. Thou shall not kill. Even in the Bible, God says that he knew you before you even born. He knew you. You were alive in the womb. But Joe Biden, this man has been driven so far to the left, man. Actually, Joe Biden from like 20 years ago used to actually say, hey, safe, legal, and rare. That's what he used to say. Now, Joe Biden now is down for whatever, maybe even after birth. Now, we know that the progressive left wants to slaughter babies even after they're born. I mean, that's some Nazi Germany kind of shit right there, man. That is crazy. But Joe Biden apparently goes to mass every week. But still, this man is not a Christian. He does not follow the teachings of Jesus. Jesus would not be down with abortion. Now, of course, the woke left is going to say Jesus never said anything about abortion in the Bible. Jesus gave you the tools, and you should know that abortion is murder. Just that clear. Now, Joe Biden made a gesture, a Christian symbol, the sign of the cross, while he was actually at, I guess this was an abortion event, maybe his campaign, not really sure. But this is so insulting, man, that Joe Biden is getting slammed for this. Because he's pushing for abortion, I guess, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, this is wild, man. This is really wild. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Look at this, guys. Biden sparks Christian groups anger after making sign of the cross at abortion rally. Disgusting insult. Biden made the gesture when a Florida Democratic Party leader mentioned Governor Ron DeSantis' recent abortion restrictions. And I believe in Florida, I believe it's 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And Biden at an abortion rally? And he actually makes the sign of the cross? That is an insult, man. An absolute insult. Jesus did not die on the cross for you to slaughter the unborn. That is astonishing, man. No Christian should be voting for Joe Biden. Look at this, guys. Let's play it.
And then we come back here to state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis felt like he needed to run for president. And so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to 6 weeks.
Look at that moron.
And then we come back here to state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis felt like he needed to run for president. And so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to 6 weeks. And then we come back.
Yeah, so they keep repeating it right there. You guys saw that, man. You guys saw that right there. And Joe Biden calls himself a Catholic. Maybe he's just a Catholic in name only. Because this man has been driven so far to the left, man. There's nowhere in the world he can actually call himself a Catholic. Look here, it says Beijing Biden sparked outrage Tuesday when he made the sign of the cross while rallying against abortion restrictions. Biden made the gesture in Tampa while Florida Democratic Party chairwoman Nikki Fried complained about Governor Ron DeSantis and the state's tightening 6-week abortion ban. And you guys saw that. I don't need to read that right there. That was disgusting. That was a slap in the face to Bible-believing Christians. He goes on, he says, as Fried spoke, Biden motioned the cross by touching his forehead, chest, and shoulders in the traditional formula. The sign of the cross is an ancient expression of piety that has existed since at least the 3rd century and is commonly used by Catholic and Orthodox churches as a form of blessing. Check this out. Quote, Biden's use of the sign of the cross in support of abortion is a disgusting insult towards all Christians, but especially of Catholics whom he claims as his own. Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, told Fox News Digital on Wednesday. He added, quote, the sign of the cross is a sacred gesture used by believers to bless themselves, ask for forgiveness, or to protect them from temptation. Instead, Biden has turned this ancient Christian practice into an endorsement of abortion extremism. Yeah, and he's right about that. And Biden has definitely been catching some heat from Catholics, and he should. Biden is a fake Catholic. There was actually a bishop. It was a black bishop. He called what did he call Biden? What's the term he used? It wasn't like a paper Catholic, but it was something along those lines right there. Yeah. But it says here, last week, a bishop in Michigan accused Biden of stupidity regarding the dissonance between his religion and politics. Quote, I don't have any anger towards Beijing Biden. I feel sorry for him. I'm not angry at him. He's just stupid, said Bishop Robert Gruss of the Diocese of Saginaw. It's not stupidity in the derogatory way. It's stupidity in the sense of he doesn't understand the Catholic faith. Now, Beijing Biden's almost 82 years old. Almost 82. After 82 years, he still doesn't get it. Apparently not, man. Apparently not. I mean, this guy, man, he should get destroyed with the Christian vote. He really should. Biden is not a Christian. He's not. Look here. Quote, no Catholic, regardless of their position on abortion, can support this grotesque abuse of religious piety, Birch told Fox News Digital about Biden making the sign of the cross. Voters of faith need to wake up and understand what is at stake this November. He added, quote, the new abortion religion, which seeks to mock and destroy, ultimately destroy Christianity, is on the ballot. Yeah. He is right about that. He is absolutely right about that, man. This was a disgusting gesture by Biden. He's not apologizing. He's not asking for forgiveness from God. He's not. Biden worships the left. He's not worshiping God, man. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.